Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Friday, August 14, 2020. Thank you so much for joining us. We're very happy to have the head coach of the Arizona State football team, Herm Edwards, joining us. Good morning, Coach. It's been a hell of a week. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. Dealing with the circumstances that we face now as a conference, knowing well aware going into this virus situation, we knew that the medical staff was always going to guide us, and they were going to set the game plan for us. And obviously, we're disappointed. But we also understand that health and safety is the number one priority for our student athletes, and decided at this point for our conference to postpone.
Coach, having you be a frequent guest, getting to know you all these years, we know how much you care about the men that play for you. So what was the conversation like for you having, I'm assuming you had to be the one to deliver this news to your kids. What was that conversation like? I can't imagine you've ever had to deliver a conversation like that before.
No, obviously not. I mean, the closest thing to not playing for us was the 9/11 situation that I faced when I was with New York after my first season as a rookie head coach. But this one was tough. And they're all tough. Anytime that you have to bring news to athletes, to a coaching staff, it's very difficult about postponement. And the fact that the one thing we do know about sports in general, just any sport, that it brings so many people collectively together. Whether it's the fan bases of those folks that follow your team, the people that come to the stadium, that work in the stadium. Our student body, everyone that's involved in this is a little bit disappointed right now. But with that being said, I think the challenge for us now is to stay focused on the job at hand. And our whole key now, and I told them, going into 2021, we can still get stronger, faster. We got to gain knowledge of what we're trying to do. And we still got to have fun. And that's the whole deal now. How do you go through this situation and still have fun and put smiles on these guys' faces, especially when they know right now that we're not playing in September.
Herm Edwards is our guest. Coach, what's your reaction to the Big 12 and SEC and ACC trying to move forward and still play this fall while the Big 10 and your Pac-12 have already postponed fall sports?
Well, I'm pulling for them, and I'm hoping they can get through it safely. They have decided to forge this thing on, and I'm pulling for them. I know, as I said before, I'm not a medical professional, and all I can do is go with the people and that has advised us, our CEOs and our presidents. When it came to vote, it was 12-0. It wasn't even close. And, they decided we're going to go in this direction. And, one thing about me, guys, I've been on your show enough. You just know me as a person. I'm not the armchair quarterback. I don't get into that. I just don't. I don't believe in doing that. I just believe in I got to focus on my team, my players, my coaching staff, and we're going to move forward.
So, Coach, are you guys still allowed to practice and train together as a team? Like,
well,
what are the rules now?
Training, that's the key. Training, working out in groups, walk-through. We haven't had a practice yet. We have not had a practice where we actually put on a helmet. That has not been part of this deal. It has been, as you just said, meeting. But that goes without being said, the distancing is part of every meeting we have. All that stuff is part of our plan. But practicing, no, we have not practiced.
Are you allowed to practice this semester, or does this mean no? Because I know one of the concerns here is you know, the health and safety standpoint, you could make the argument that practice itself could be dangerous, right? So, like, what are the rules for you guys going forward for the rest of this semester?
Yeah. Well, we don't know that. But right now, we're not practicing. And look, if I think if we could practice, we probably would have tried to play football. But we have never been in the practice mode. We have not gotten to that. So, you know, that we were going to start on the 17th. But that's, you know, next Monday. Well, obviously, that came to a halt. And so, no, we have not been in the practice mode. Meetings, yes. Walkthroughs, yes. But practice, no.
And like you said, there are things we just don't know yet about you know, what happens moving forward. And so, but for your team, do they get to stay on campus? Like, what guidelines have you been given to how to handle things moving forward at least this semester since there's no football?
Well, you know, we're still coming in. I've last couple of days, but I've got a schedule all the way until Thanksgiving on what we're going to do as a team. I mean, I've got everything scheduled out. And that's what you got to do. You know, we're all used to being on the schedule. Now, that could get changed a little bit. I think the thing for us right now, hours of participation, you know, our school is about to start here next Thursday. So socially, now people start coming on campus. And, you know, that's going to be interesting how we navigate that with our student athletes. We've been in a bubble for the most part because no one's been on campus. So we've been pretty good as far as keeping the virus away. But now they're going to go to class. Some like online, some in-person classes. The dorms are opening up. There's 15,000 kids checking in these dorms. So, you know, what does that all look like?
And see, that's a question that many people have asked, and I don't know if anyone has the answer. But if players brought this up, or you know, anyone on your staff, if it's okay for the kids to come back and be on campus and be in the dorms and be all together, then why isn't it okay for the student athletes to play football?
Well, you know, that's a whole different issue, I think. And I think we're going to find out a lot. You know, our guys, one thing we've done on the protocol for us is these guys get tested once a week. And they're getting tested. I just got my test. I get my test every Friday. And, you know, it's one of those deals. And it'll be interesting now as the general population comes back onto campus. You know, when young people like to socialize, we know that. We've seen that. And that's a part of it that's the mystery now, what will happen when that takes place. I do know this. Earlier in March, when we had kind of shut down as a state, and then when we opened up, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I mean, you know, the virus went back up. So I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I'm not professing I know something, but it'll be interesting to watch this, how this happens. So I got two daughters, man. You guys know that. And they're in school. They're going online right now. They're in high school, right? And they're going to go online for a while. I mean, they got their thing pushed back even to go in class.
So was that your choice for them to go online, or is that the decision that's already been made by the school there?
Yeah, a couple of the schools gave you a choice, but a couple of them are just going online.
Yeah.
You know, Vivian is in the eighth grade now. Gabrielle's in the ninth, so Gabrielle's actually going to high school. They're online for a while until September, and Vivian is online, I think, until October or something like that.
Herm Edwards is our guest. Coach, what about the feasibility of playing football in the spring?
Yeah, I think this. There's a couple ways you can look at it. I've kind of in my mind, I've played it out, and you know, a lot of people are concerned with you know, playing that many games. But if they asked me, what I would do is I'd cut our division, slice it in half, which it already is. We have a north side and a south side, and just the south plays against the south and the north against the north. That would give you five games. Then you could play a championship game to crown the victor of the Pac-12. You play six games. Well, if you think about it, LSU played 17 games last year. So now you're thinking, okay, you know, we're going to play 18 games total. you could probably pull that off. You could pull it off. You know, and I think with the ruling now, if they play six games, they still have eligibility left. In other words, if you're a senior and you play six games, you could actually come back next year. So that would give guys a chance to be evaluated by the pro scouts. And if they didn't, you know, feel like they were ready, they could come back next year too. So, I mean, that's just me thinking. But that, again, they're not going to ask me. I mean, there's people that's sitting big desks and all that kind of stuff that make those decisions. But that's just something I was thinking in my brain.
So, they wouldn't ask you? I mean, I would think the first, if I were an administrative position, I would think that I would want to hear what all the coaches think about that, you know, in terms of what's realistic.
Well, I think I just say that, you know, I say that kiddingly because I don't know the other things, what they're thinking. Do they think that there's going to be bowls? I don't know that. You know, I don't know. I'm just thinking schedule. I'm just thinking of our conference. I'm being a little selfish. I'm just thinking of the Pac-12. I said, this is the way you could do it. Now, what are the other implications to this? I don't know that.
Yeah.
So that's just me talking, you know, like.
Sure.
You know,
It's complicated. I mean, there's a million consequences to each decision that you make, and that's what's making all these things so difficult. We're trying to make them up as we go, too. And to that point, I was thinking about this when you mentioned that you can have meetings right now but not practices. You're hoping to maybe play in the spring, but you don't know if and when that's going to happen. How do you organize these meetings? How do you plan things with your team when you don't even really know what you're planning for or when you're planning for it?
Well, I think the key is this, is that once we, you know, if it ever clears up where the situation is, hey, we're going to do spring football and it's going to unfold like this, then we have a start date to when something's about to happen. And that's what, you know, sports is about this. What's the start date?
Right.
Where's the finish line? Right. So right now, we don't have a start date. And if you don't have a start date, there's no finish line because we don't know where it's going to end. But what we do know is that things that we can control, we got to continue to control those things. And we can get bigger, we can get stronger, and we can gain knowledge of football. And how do we do that? Well, we do it in a way of going to meetings, having walkthroughs. We can still stay physically in shape by working out, which they've been doing. But how do you do that and make it fun knowing that what's the end game? You know, every team takes a journey every year, right? That's the football, every sport. You take a journey. You start somewhere and you go, okay, we'll get a journey. We're going on this journey. Our journey has kind of been postponed. You know, we got a couple flat tires right now. We don't have one. We got two. We only got one spare, so we got to call for roadside service to give us another tire so we can get started, right? But it's part of it. It's just going to be part of our life right now. And how we deal with it, I think it's very important, and I think for me, especially, and you guys know me, look, I'm going to give them hope, right? Because that's the only thing you can give them, and that's the most powerful word in the dictionary, hope, man. Because there's something about hope, and I got to preach that, and I believe it, too. I don't know when it's going to happen, but we're going to have a plan. We got a plan now. I sat up here all last night orchestrating the plan until Thanksgiving. I got schedules, you know, and I'm willing to adjust them. But right now, at least the players know, coach got us going on the right road. And, you know, you got to talk to them individually. You got to talk to them collectively. This is when you really got to coach, man.
Coach, you mentioned the NFL scouting these players. That's how you started. You were a scout. How difficult is that process going to be for not only for the NFL side, but for these kids to get recognized by the NFL and the scouts when they don't have a season to play?
Well, you've been watching since they're sophomores. So you're going to look at the junior tape, for one. And I think if you're a player, you know, a senior, and you're thinking about going to the league, you still got to work out and get ready for the combine. If that's the road you choose to travel. So all that's still in place. Now, it's no different than us not to think about this. You mentioned the NFL. How about the high school kids that don't get the class?
Yeah.
And we're recruiting.
Right.
Them.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you're looking at a junior and you're going, okay, we got a junior, he ain't going to play. We've got some kids that have already committed to us and they're not going to play. But you know what's funny about that? What they're all trying to do is get here in the spring. Because if they're not having a football season, they say, why do I want to stay in high school? I can just go in the spring and be with the team. So it's happening on both sides of it now.
100%. And also, Coach, I'm curious, if you don't end up having a season, like I know we hope you can play in the spring if you're not playing now, but it's obviously it's possible you're not playing in the spring if things aren't better, whatever.
Right.
Will the seniors be able to come back for another year of eligibility? But if that is the case, then do you get more scholarships for the kids that are coming in, or does that squeeze your ability to have the kids come in because of scholarship limitations? Do you even know the answers to those questions yet?
A couple of them. I think seniors get another year.
Okay.
And so you'd have another class on top of this class. You know, like you just make a great point. And we don't know all the logistics yet. They're thinking about that, obviously. They got to work that all out. That's not my decision. But we know this. Right now, you know, I want to say we've probably got 18 to 20 guys that have already committed.
Do you get more scholarships if those seniors come back?
I don't know if you get more. I don't know how they're going to do that, but they'll find a way to work it out. You know, no different than what happened to the basketball kids and all those guys when they got their season, canceled. They're coming back. I know our swim team, they redshirted the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they'll find a way to work it out. See, I don't have to worry about those things. I don't even want to be in that meeting. I'm like, no. I don't want to be in that one. I got enough on my hands. I'm just trying to keep my guys, smiling and enjoying, you know, all this working out and all this stuff, and my coaches as well. You know, I mean, I'm look here. I can't sleep because I'm thinking of stuff to keep them engaged. Right? You got to keep them engaged, man, because we've never been through this, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Our country's never been through this. You know, of like all of a sudden, like, can you imagine if there's no college football, okay? And let's say even the teams that try to play, if they get shut down and there's no college football. I mean, this is like, when did this ever happen? Right? I mean, it's one of those deals. I mean, you'll remember this. We'll remember this, guys. You'll be talking to your kids when they're like in high school, right? About, remember in 2021? Or 20, what happened? And they'll go, no, yeah, it happened.
Coach Herm Edwards has been our guest. Coach, before we let you go, you always offer words of inspiration. And for any high school seniors that might be listening or later listening to this on a podcast that are going to miss out on their senior year of playing any sport, football, whatever it is, or a college kid at a smaller school that's missing out, whatever. What words of inspiration or advice would you give them as they battle this disappointment of not playing their senior year?
Yeah, it's very difficult when you miss something like that, and I understand that. But I think in the big picture right now, this will be something that in your lifetime you'll look back at, and I think how you handle it I think is very important. And going forward, what do? You can't stay still. You got to reflect on it, and then you got to move on. You can't, and there's going to be moments like, you know, that it gets you, but you got to move on. Because, in life, I mean, it's important, but I think right now in your life, protecting all those that you love by the things you do and the people you associate with is very important right now. For everybody, for Americans in general, for everybody, for everyone in the world. But I think it's just, it's hard to say. Everybody's going to look at it different, you know, but your health is the most important thing you got. And you got to protect yourself and you got to protect the loved ones around you. And that's important. And then this will pass. And, you know, it's like everything in life, you know, it's part of your life. And how you deal with it and how you come out of it on the other side is very important. But just got to be positive about it. I know it's hard to say that, but for me, you know, I'm the same way. I want to coach football. I want to be around my guys. I love walking in the arena with the players and watching them. And I told them, it's breaking my heart that I can't watch those guys play. know, that's what I enjoy. I told those players, man, it was hard for me. I told them, I said, you know what I get out of this? Here's what I get out of this as a coach. When I stand on that 50-yard line and that ball's kicked off, I've never walked into that arena or any arena knowing that we didn't have a chance to win a game. And I just wanted to watch you guys play. That's the enjoyment I get out of it. I love watching these kids play. I just do. And, you know, we all got to live with it right now.
Coach, thank you very much for the time, as always. It's great talking to you.
My pleasure, you guys. Be safe. God bless you.
Same to you, Coach, and your family. Yep. That is Arizona State head football coach Herm Edwards on Sports Radio 810 WHB.